This is 6 a.m., a Smallville fanfic written by Separus and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Clark Kent, Lex Luthor, with additional tags for underage, shower sex, early season Smallville, Clark is still in high school, fluff, morning people. The bed was bouncing, up and down, back and forth, and Lex had vivid flashbacks of the last time he'd tried sailing. It wasn't an inspiring memory. No one could possibly be this energetic at 6 a.m. If there was a make or break in this relationship, Lex had to guess it would be mornings, and he thought hard thoughts at Clark from deep beneath two pillows, a comforter, and a sheet. This was a first for Lex. He'd met morning people before, granted. Oftentimes, he'd considered taking out contracts on them, for the good of society and his sanity. Now, he was sleeping with one. And not only a morning person, but a bubbly one. It was almost some sort of poetic justice. Or punishment for being an unrepentant late riser. Lex speared a quick look from beneath the cotton pillowcase. Clark was smiling. Hair a mess, comfortably naked, very warm, very tan. Well, he was pretty. Lex! Little whine. A puppy-like pulling at the sheet. And Lex set his hips flat and locked an arm over the pillows covering his head. It was 6. 6! It was an offense to God and man. Or at least Lex's sleeping patterns. Don't you have school or something? Oh, what a lovely idea. Remind yourself your lover has high school today. Yes, feed him breakfast, send him off to school with his backpack, and no, officer, I have no idea how the underage boy got in my bed last night. Random chance, really. Those stains? Do Smallvillians take bribes? No, I suppose not. And no, I don't share. Lex smiled and pushed a pillow aside to watch Clark bounce out of the bed and onto the floor, with indecent and possibly illegal amounts of energy. He dropped to his knees by the bed to look for his shoes, and Lex was suddenly feeling not only awake, but interested in the fact that Clark was as well. That view, for instance, was worth money. From habit, Lex tried to do an estimate. You're pricing me again, aren't you? Big hazel eyes and tilted head. And Lex really had to remember that Clark was more observant than the average person. And knew him far too well. Habit. How much? Lex rolled on his side and considered the question. And the naked boy on the floor. 10 grand. Well, at some of the less picky clubs. Now, something uptown and a little more private, Lex would guess an easy double. But then, he'd been out of Metropolis for a while. Prices could have gone up. Eyes widening, Clark sat back on his heels, worn shoelaces twined between his fingers, shoe dangling. Lex made a mental note to convince the boy to let Lex shop for him. Clark had no taste. Last week it was 5. Last week, your oral skills weren't nearly so refined. Huh. Good point. Back under the bed. And Lex wondered if he deliberately kicked Clark's shoes there just for moments like these. Raising himself on an elbow, he enjoyed the view. It was a very nice view. Lex? From under the bed. Hmm? Do you know where my boxers are? Excellent question. Lex did a visual recap of the night's adventures. Somewhere along the line, they had been dressed, after all. Which part? The bed shook with the feel of Clark's head hitting the bottom. Lex made a mental note to call the repairman again. And discretion being the better part of valor, Lex pushed the blankets aside and got off. Timing was impeccable. Clark pulled out, the bed collapsed, and Lex glanced back while rummaging through his dresser for clothes. He was getting far too good at avoiding possible injury. And that bed had been reinforced with steel last time. He needed to look into titanium. My boxers are in parts? Lex tossed him another pair from the drawer. I watched Clark catch them in a blindingly fast movement that never really failed to fascinate him. Clark had tried that speed once during a handjob. The week's impotence that had followed had assured that there would not be a repeat. Thank you, God, because Lex's doctor had been curious how one got first-degree burns on one's cock. In the shape of very well-formed fingers. The memory alone was enough to make Lex wince. Yes, you were doing your impression of a stripper, and I assume weren't aware that stripping does not equal ripping. Pulling on a pair himself, Lex surveyed the bed. No sleep. He was up at 6. With an energetic 16-year-old, super-strong high school boy. So there were worse fates, granted. Clark meticulously gathered his other clothing, dumping it on a chair and forgetting it existed. Lex had never figured out that little habit, finally chalking it up to some sort of need for order in the morning. But the maid seemed to like the fact that she no longer had to climb a ladder to retrieve Clark's shirt from an overhead light fixture. Clutching the silk in one hand, Clark went to the bathroom, and Lex spent a serious few minutes trying to decide whether to follow or go looking for another bed. Right. Pretty boy with high energy in the morning in Lex's shower. Lex was 21, not 80. He could handle this. He could keep up with this. He could really rethink the concept of Viagra. Ugh, let's not. The bathroom was already steamed up when Lex walked in. Off-key singing from the shower. It sounded like Jewel on an acid trip. He had to get the boys some decent CDs. I'm going to regret bringing your parents into this conversation, but exactly how did you get away from home this time? The mirror was already fogged, and Lex ignored it, hopping up on the sink to watch the shower as all musical aspirations ceased. So, good thing there. Lex shuddered to think of what he'd be subjected to if Clark learned to like opera. I told him I was spending the night with Chloe. And it showed how well the Kents knew their son that they didn't worry if he decided to sleep over with a girl. Or maybe they were aware that Chloe could talk any and all erectile tissue to a standstill if she wanted to. And had. On a school night? Told them I had to study for a big project. as euphemisms went, that was pretty damn funny. Lex grinned and leaned back into the mirror, watching the slim lines of Clark's body through the thick glass. Are you going to sit out there all day, or join me? I like the view, Lex answered, sliding down onto the floor. It's 6, and I don't have to be at work until 10. There's lots of recreationally interesting soap, and the strawberry oil is in here now. Any reason for that? Well, Lex liked to be prepared. Soap could get uncomfortable in those hard, and hard-to-reach, places. Pushing the shower stall open, he had just enough time to take in deliciously wet and naked Clark before warm hands slid over his shoulders and pulled him inside, and an enthusiastic mouth was pressed to his. Another perk, pre-warmed shower, so the porcelain against his back wasn't cold at all. Clark, another quick kiss, a little deeper, and Lex slid his fingers through thick, wet hair, smelling vaguely of ocean water or maybe some exotic spice. A wet thigh insinuated itself between his legs, and Lex drew in a breath, suddenly aware he'd forgotten to take off the boxers, and wondering why he'd even put them on. Had he really thought he'd be going to bed again? Too much clothing, Clark mumbled against his jaw, dropping to explore his throat. Both big hands were at his waist, peeling the silk away and letting it fall at their feet. And Lex shuddered as one hand closed over him experimentally, and no, not because he was having handjob flashbacks. Well, now he was. And these were the times he had to wish he could just stop thinking. You don't seem very interested. The difference between Clark and probably most of the known world was that for some reason, Clark considered it not an insult, but something along the lines of a very cool challenge. Had actually said that in those words. And that had made for some long, dear God, what is he, a machine? Nights. Again, thought of Viagra. No, 21. He could keep up. The soft thump of knees to the floor of the shower brought Lex's thoughts back to the room, and almost immediately skidded them away as soft, warm lips closed over his cock, and Clark began to suck. So Lex had lied. 30 grand. Easy. Lex would pledge his inheritance and possibly his brand new Lamborghini for exclusive access. Leaning into the wall, he threaded his fingers through Clark's hair and caught his breath as the boy put his education to use. And just stopped thinking. Clark's tongue sliding the length, pulling his mouth back and licking the head in quick, lazy strokes that made Lex dizzy and wish he was lying down for this. Clark's hands held his hips as his mouth slid back, almost letting Lex out, before a quick and sudden push that made Lex clench his teeth. Beautiful. Perfect. God, unnatural. Setting up a flawless rhythm that sent little spots dancing in front of Lex's eyes and his fingers clenching Clark's hair, hoping vaguely and without much interest that he wasn't hurting him. Clark never complained. Then suddenly he was not in that gorgeous mouth, and fuck! Well, that was the idea. A little grin, and my, Lex had said that out loud. Smiling up at him with the water from the shower plastering his hair to his face, hands on his bare thighs, beautiful and serene and very, very hard. And just gorgeous. Strawberry oil. Far corner. See? Practical thing to do. Get on your hands and knees. Not that Clark needed to be told. He just liked to be asked. Smiling a little, Lex found the oil and slid down the wall. His legs didn't want to hold him anyway. Sliding a possessive hand down the long, lean back, the slim, muscled thighs, and that perfect ass that was just a sex crime waiting to happen. Couldn't help but lick the back of his neck, nudging the wet hair aside, the spray of the shower soaking them both. Biting the silky skin of his throat, his shoulder, cock rubbing right against Clark, Lex couldn't help but thrust a little, and Clark moaned softly, pushing back an extremely impatient invitation. Just touch all that flawless tanned skin and really beautiful, perfect boy right here, right now. And so the fuck what if it's six? He can sleep tomorrow. Finding the oil blindly, Lex slicked his fingers, keeping them out of the spray, slipping the tip of one into Clark's ass. Oh, yes. Another tiny moan, almost a whimper, and Lex wondered how long he could listen to that. Forever, more than likely. Pushing back against him, and Clark was always ready and so damn fast, and Lex wondered, just briefly, if he'd been this energetic at 16. Carefully, he pushed another finger inside, twisting and stretching just a little, and Clark whimpered, dropping to his elbows, forehead briefly pressed to the slick floor of the tub. More, Lex, please. Not a problem. At all. Almost impatiently, Lex poured a little more of the oil, hand shaking, slicking himself quickly and then sliding a hand over the middle of Clark's back. Got himself into position easily, taking a long, even breath. Pushing inside and... Fuck, he heard himself whisper. Clark's back arched briefly, quickly, a slurred consonant vowel combination that could have been his name or maybe the latest movie. Sliding back out to hear Clark's protesting whimpers, then pushed back in again, harder, running his slick hand down the length of Clark's back, then sliding beneath to grab his cock. It was familiar. Never less than hot to feel Clark beneath him, moaning and writhing and so hard and so damn good. Lex couldn't remember a lover that was anything like him. Not even close. Just for that one thing that he knew everything Clark liked without thinking. Jerking him off hard and fast and knowing he wouldn't last much longer. Lex... Please, harder. And Clark had a really good idea of what turned Lex on in the verbal department. No question. Anything begging did wonders. Licking wet, slick, strawberry-flavored skin and going harder, other hand on Clark's hip to keep his rhythm, and Lex pushed, trying to breathe through the flood of sensation. Warm and tight all around him, wet and slick inside and out. Knowing he was murmuring things in Clark's ear, and sometimes he even wondered what he said, what he promised, what he told him, and glad sometimes that he could never remember. God, Clark, Lex, please, God! Clark came with a wail that just did it. And Lex groaned and finished with a few fast thrusts, orgasm crashing over him with something like shock and pure pleasure, turning him inside out and liquefying every muscle. And that was familiar too. Wonderfully so. There was a slow, careful collapse beside Clark onto the floor of the tub. And Lex didn't even care he was getting water in his eyes. He pulled out, then slid his arms around the still trembling body, pulling Clark close and feeling Clark's hands close over his. Long, deep breaths, contemplating that the universe was just a wonderful place to be. Even Lex couldn't be cynical during Afterglow. He'd tried, and failed miserably. Clark rolled over, winding around him with beautiful flexibility, wet hair beneath his chin, and lazily mouthing his color. "Mornings are good," Clark murmured, and Lex almost sighed. But didn't. He had an armful of warm, wet, beautifully debauched and strawberry-flavored boy in his arms. So perhaps he could get reconciled to Six. Maybe. At least today. Then he could nap during the board meeting, after all. The end. Reader's notes. This podfic was recorded for Sophie, a.k.a. Not Unwise, as a treat for the Summer Podfic Swap 2021, because one of the things you had on your Dear Podficker letter was Smallville, because you pointed out that basically the heyday of Smallville was a decade ago, and while there is quantity, they're all... Okay, I'll speak for my own. For everything that I've made, it definitely shows that I didn't know what I was doing. And the quality is weird, comparatively, to 10 years later. So I wanted to kind of, it just motivated me to be like, oh shit, when was the last time I actually recorded a Smallville podfic? Fuck. I can't remember what authors have blanket permission for Smallville. So I went to the go-to of Separus, who is always full of a good time. And yes, Shmoopy Boy is full of fluff and shower sex. I hope it made you smile. And hey, maybe this will cause a resurgence, a renaissance of Smallville podfic. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.